In our last episode, we talked about the dangerous disconnect between effort and results, how being busy isn't the same thing as being profitable, and why aligning your actions with your outcomes is the only sustainable way to grow. But what happens when you do align your actions, you do deliver real value, and you're still not making what you feel you're worth? That's what we'll be getting into today, and it's a big blind spot related to pricing. So if you already know your work is worth more than what you're charging for it, this episode could be the game changer you didn't even know you needed.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top secrets of marketing and sales. Now. David Blaze.
Most business owners don't consciously undercharge for their services. No one wakes up in the morning thinking, how can I leave money on the table today? But undercharging is not usually about neglect. It's also not about generosity. More than not, undercharging is related to fear. Fear of losing to lowball competitors. Fear of being seen as too expensive or too greedy. Fear of not getting the order. It's also about perception, their own perception, and the market's perception. Many people base their pricing on what they think their clients can afford, or what competitors are charging, or worse, what a particularly cheap prospect once told them they were worth. But consider this, pricing isn't just math, it's strategy. If your price doesn't reflect your expertise, your results, and the transformation you create for your clients, it's not just undervaluing your work. It's sending your market a message that says, the work that I do isn't really worth all that much. In business, price signals value. So when you charge like a commodity, you get treated like a commodity. And when you price like a strategic partner, you tend to get treated like one. It's not just about numbers. It's about how your prospects and clients see you. Are you the kind of person they value and are grateful to work with? Or are you just someone they're trying to squeeze for discounts? That gap often comes down to three things that many business owners tend to overlook. First, how they define their work. Second, who they present it to. And third, what they allow themselves to charge for it. It's not about buzzwords or branding jargon, it's about clarity. Are you describing your work in a way that makes prospects lean in or glaze over? Are you putting it in front of people who already get the value or those who need convincing? And are you pricing it in a way that honors the transformation you deliver, or just typical industry pricing? In a free market system, everyone gets to set their own pricing. We all get to decide. Now, by saying this, I'm not suggesting you should overcharge for the products and services you offer. I'm just encouraging you to consider what your time, effort, and life energy are worth to you when calculating your prices. You already know that in every market, there are price shoppers who always make their buying decisions based solely on price. They'll get 10 quotes. That means 10 people will do all the work of pricing out the job, only to lose that order to the one person who is willing to work for the least amount of money. Now, are those the people you want to be basing your pricing on? Another important consideration is that in every market, there are always people who are willing to pay more. You just need to target them, know what to say to them, and be able to reach them effectively. That's the essence of the monetization strategy that is missing from most businesses. So when you have it and others don't, you win. When providing a reason for your ideal clients to choose you, it can't be the usual, "We do great work." When I conducted live training sessions all over the country and asked audiences what set them apart from their competition, do you know what the top three answers always were? Think about your own answer for a moment. In a word, what is it that sets you apart? Ready? Is it your service? Is it your ideas? Is it your creativity? If so, you'll discover that there are a lot of people saying exactly the same thing in your market right now. So how will you communicate the differences between you and every other option available to your prospects and clients? If you don't know, then you will always be charging less than you could and leaving money on the table. Do your ideal clients even know what's at stake if they go cheap? Or more importantly, what they can gain when they invest with you? The clients you really want don't just buy on price. So the sooner you adapt your approach to targeting them accurately, communicating with them correctly, and reaching them effectively, the sooner you can leave the lowball clients to your lowball competition. Because when you underprice and undervalue yourself in the market, the cost is not just financial. It's psychological, it's emotional, and it's reputational. That means it will determine what they think of you, how they feel about you, and ultimately how they value you as a professional. When you're not earning what you're worth, it's easy to start resenting the clients you used to love working with. You may find yourself second-guessing your value, working longer hours for people who don't appreciate the results that you bring to the table. Attracting the wrong clients, the ones who nickel and dime you, question your worth, and shop you around are the biggest energy drainers on the planet. Meanwhile, your ideal clients, the ones who would pay more, either don't know you're alive or don't see you as a contender. And if you're great at what you do, that has to stop. If you ever wondered how to stop undercharging and start getting paid what you're worth, or how to raise your prices without losing clients, it's time for us to have a conversation. But before we even do that, be sure to download our free PDF at topsecrets.com/shift. Because it's about more than pricing. It's about raising the standard for how your work is valued and how your expertise is perceived in the market. Answer this question honestly for yourself. Are you pricing based on what you're worth, or what you think the lowest common denominator in your market is willing to pay you? Your answer to that question should tell you whether or not you're ready for a shift that will allow you to build a framework that justifies premium pricing with strategic clarity. Clarity that aligns your messaging with your ideal clients, articulates your value in terms they actually care about, and create offers that command attention and justify investing in you instead of the lowball price cutters down the street. When you're ready to turn the page and create that shift, download the PDF at topsecrets.com/shift. And if it makes sense for us to have a conversation, you are welcome to schedule a call. Because when you build from that foundation, everything changes. topsecrets.com/shift.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed.
Top Secrets.
TopSecrets.com.